Following program transcribed.
So, you think you're smart. You think you could top a flautist? A landscaper?
What was that?
I don't know. I can't even spell it.
Okay.
Do you think you could top a flautist, a landscaper, or an underwear salesman? I can spell that. Well, then prove it. Come on out and play Meet Your Match. Yes, the Mutual Broadcasting System presents Meet Your Match, radio's exciting new quiz game where your neighbors prove they're smarter than the next fellow and win prizes until they meet their match. And someone gets the chance to beat the brain for that big jackpot each week. But more about that later, because now here's your matchless Meet Your Match host and referee, radio's famous man about town, Tom Moore!
Thank you, Jack Fuller. And good evening, everybody. Well, we want to welcome you to Meet Your Match. Jack, you got us off to a fine start there. You've told some things here that I don't know whether we ought to have on the radio or not, but we'll find out what all these people do. We got a lot of prizes, a lot of questions, and 10 people from our studio audience, each with a different occupation. We've asked someone in the audience to help us start the game by selecting the first contestant. You know who it'd be. It's the flautist. Sounds wonderful. Let's find out what this pretty girl does. Good evening, Miss Flautist.
Good evening.
Just what is a flautist?
One who plays the flute.
Oh, well, for heaven's sake. Well, you just had us all startled. You know that. How long have you been playing the flute?
Well, that'd be giving my age away.
You mean you've played it practically since you were born?
No. All but 8 years of my
all
life.
All but 8 years. How long have you been playing the flute? Oh, no, no, I didn't mean that. No, of course not. That's a pretty difficult instrument, isn't it?
No, it isn't very difficult. It takes a lot of practice and concentration.
How many hours a day do you practice?
Well, as a student, when I was studying the flute very seriously and wanted to make it my profession, I'd study practice four and five hours a day besides taking two or three lessons a week.
No kidding. Now you're teaching the flute,
yes,
is that
I
it?
Yes, I am.
Well, now that you've learned all about it, how often do you practice? How many hours a day?
Well, some of my pupils may be listening, so I better not admit that.
Oh, but then it isn't true, once a flautist, always a flautist. I mean, you still have to practice.
Oh, yes,
well,
definitely.
God, Ray, that's very interesting.
Excuse me, Tom, why, Miss Flautist, do they call flautists when they don't call them flutists? If
yeah, that's
flute?
What I want to know, Jack.
Well, right now I think we should call it flutist. Flautist is quite an old name for it, and I think we are in the modern
well,
age.
Well, no wonder Jack Fuller called you a flautist. It's
yeah.
an old word.
Of course,
he's
I'm a pretty
flautist.
Old fellow. Thanks yes, very
right.
much.
Well, we're glad you're with us tonight, and you have a chance to take home a lot of prizes if you're real smart tonight, Miss Flutist, huh?
That's right.
All right, good. Now, here's how we play Meet Your Match. You're to pick a person to play against from the contestants here on the stage. You can pick a construction engineer, a shoe repairman, a cake decorator, an artist, a weaver, a retail grocer, a landscaper, an income tax man, bless his heart, and an underwear salesman. Now, of course, the point is to try to pick somebody that you think you can beat, because for every person you select and prove you're the smarter, you win a prize, and here's how. Now, if you answer a question correctly, you each get one question per round. If you answer correctly and he misses, you win the round and the prize. But now, if you miss and he answers correctly, you've met your match, and your opponent takes over the microphone and chooses his victim. Understand?
Yes.
Now, as long as you stay up there, Miss Flutist, winning rounds, you can stay right there and pick your victims. And if you're still up there at the end of the show, you'll be the one who has a chance to beat the brain for our great big jackpot. But more about that later. Right now, Miss Flutist, pick your poison or your victim. Who do you think you can beat? Just look them over there.
Oh, I think I can beat the shoe repairman.
A shoe repairman. All right, let's have him come up to the microphone. Our flutist believes she's smarter than this shoe repairman. Good evening, sir.
How do you do?
You are a shoe repairman.
That's right, sir.
How long have you been engaged in that interesting occupation?
Oh, about 2.5 years.
You like it?
Well, yes.
What did you do before you repaired shoes?
Oh, assembly work, factory.
How'd you happen to get into this other line?
My brother-in-law.
A brother-in-law took you into the business.
That's right.
Well, that's good. Are you a pretty good cobbler?
Well, I think so.
What kind of soles do you like to work with?
Soles?
Yeah.
Leather soles. Invisible.
What sort of heels do you like? Don't answer that. All right, let's go on here. You've been chosen by our flutist because she believes she's smarter than you. Now, let's see who meets his match this round. Mr. Shoe Repairman, if you were traveling throughout the Far East, you would see many pagodas. What is a pagoda? Is it a mountain peak, a tall tower, or a small boat?
Tall tower.
Certainly, usually built in stories. Do that. Very good. Now, Miss Flutist, here's something that should be right down your alley. This is the time of year when joyous tin-tin-abulations are most appropriate for the season. Does this refer to the singing of Christmas carols, the ringing of bells, or gay holiday parties? Yes, this is the time of year when joyous tin-tin-abulations are most appropriate to the season. Does this refer to the singing of Christmas carols, the ringing of bells, or gay holiday parties? Do you know?
Well, I'll guess.
Guess? What is it?
Christmas carol.
You know, for a professional musician, you should have known that, my dear. It's the ringing of bells. A tin-tin abulum is a bell used in many symphony orchestras, among other places. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm real sorry, young lady. You've met your match, and our shoe repairman is the winner of this first round. Well, you're doing yourself proud, young man, and here's your prize, a Parker pen and pencil set, the smooth-gliding Parker 21 fountain pen with the new octanium point for easy writing, together with a companion pencil, which we hope you like. All right, sir. Mr. Shoe Repairman, you have a construction engineer, a cake decorator, an artist, a weaver, a retail grocer, a landscaper, an income tax man, and an underwear salesman to choose from. Which shall it be?
Oh, try that weaver.
The weaver? Oh, you're picking her because she's so pretty. I know.
Well, that may be.
Yes, I think it is. Let's bring her up to the microphone. Good evening, ma'am.
Hello.
You are a weaver by trade.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty unusual, isn't it? Huh?
Well, it's more or less repairing clothes, not weaving cloth.
I see. When I burn a hole in my coat with a cigarette, are you one of those kids that can...
Yes,
Well, no kidding. That's kind of delicate work, huh?
It is. It takes about 5 years to really learn it.
How long have you been at it?
Two.
Oh.
I'm more or less learning.
Then you're an apprentice weaver, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, we got that all. Are you looking forward to the day when you're a real honest-to-goodness one?
Yes, I am.
That's real. Do you do that through a magnifying glass? I've often wondered.
No.
You just have to have good eyesight,
just
huh?
Good eyesight.
I see.
Of course, I do wear glasses.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you got them on tonight?
I left them home.
Why?
Because I wasn't going to do any weaving.
Oh! I'm not going to ask you what you were planning to do either. All right, Miss Weaver, we're glad you're here. You've been challenged by our shoe repairman because he believes he's smarter than you. Let's see who's right and who meets his match. Miss Weaver, in what city is the famous Scotland Yard located? Is that in Edinburgh, Manchester, or London?
London.
Why, yes, London, you bet. Very good. All right, here's one for you, Mr. Shoe Repairman. Where has President Truman with his family been vacationing most recently? Was it Sea Island, Georgia, Key West, Florida, or Hot Springs, Arkansas?
Key West, Florida.
Certainly was. That boy reads the papers. Good. Nobody met the match this round, so now we'll try another one. Miss Weaver, listen carefully now. The questions are harder when you both missed one. How many points are there on the Maltese cross as worn by the Knights of Malta? Are there 4 points, 6 points, or 8 points on the Maltese cross?
Well, I'll guess 4.
You just guessed half enough, my dear. 8 points formed by 4 arrowheads joining at their points. You've seen a Maltese cross, haven't you?
No, I don't recall.
You don't recall? Well, there are 8 points. I'm sorry. You may have met your match. Let's see how our shoe repairman does with this. Mr. Shoe Repairman, what is the measurement of a cord of wood? Is it 9 by 6 by 3, 6 by 2 by 2, or 8 by 4 by 4, a cord of wood?
I'd say 8x4x4.
You said it absolutely right. Give one another round of machinery, you bet your man. Well, you're just doing fine, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed you are. And here's what we have for you that I think you'll like. This'll make it nice and easy for people to come into your shoe shop, and you'll know they're coming, and your nerves won't get jangled. It's a set of Rittenhouse door chimes.
I can use them.
You can?
Yes, sir.
You can also stop doorbell nerves with Rittenhouse door chimes. Good. Well, you're just doing fine. Now, I want you to stand up there and look over this other bunch that's waiting for you, because I'll be back to ask you who you're going to challenge in just a moment. But right now, I want to have a little talk with Jack Fuller. What was it, Jack?
Well, Tom, the one who beats the brain. We want to talk about the brain for just a moment.
Okay.
The one who beats the brain wins a whole host of prizes. And one of our neighbors here on the stage is going to get that chance tonight. What's the brain? Well,
I am the brain. I have a question. I know the answer. Do you?
Yes, the brain has a question. And his brain teaser will really open the door to a treasure chest of gifts, if you can give the answer. And you folks at home can play Meet Your Match, too, and here's how. Make up a brain teaser for the brain, a verse or limerick about some famous personality, living or dead, and send it to Meet Your Match. If it's used, Meet Your Match will pay you $100 plus a beautiful prize. Just send your brain teaser to Meet Your Match, the Mutual Broadcasting System, New York, New York. That's Meet Your Match, the Mutual Broadcasting System, New York, New York. All questions become the property of Meet Your Match, and the decision of our judges is final. In cases of exact duplicates, only the first will be considered. And now back to your matchless Meet Your Match host, Tom Moore.
Thank you, Jack Fuller. Well, now we have a shoe repairman up here who's doing pretty good so far, folks. He hasn't met his match. Let's get right into another round and see how he does. Who have you picked out, Mr. Shoe Repairman?
How about the underwear salesman?
The underwear salesman. All right, fine. Let's have that gentleman come up to the microphone. And here he comes. How do you do, sir?
Hello, Tom.
How are you tonight?
Well, how are
you? You are a salesman of unmentionable articles of apparel, right?
That's right.
Fine. All kinds?
No.
No? The long woolly kind?
Yes.
Do you demonstrate your own product?
No.
I just wondered, where do you sell those things mostly now?
Iowa.
In Iowa? Well, those folks out there have got good sense, believe me. It gets cold as the dickens in Iowa. Well, sir, you've been challenged by our shoe repairman, Mr. Salesman, because he believes he's smarter than you. Let's see who meets his match here. Mr. Salesman, I'm going to read three well-known expressions, and I want you to tell me what each one means. Hang one's head, keep one's head, and give one his head. Now, what does hang one's head mean?
To allow the head to droop. Is that what you mean?
No, it's, if you saw me over there and you said, look at old Moore, he's hanging his head, what would I be doing? I mean, why would I be doing it? What
does
the expression...
in shame.
Yes, I'd be ashamed. Good, fine, now... Wait a minute, you have two more to go. You get the idea now, don't you?
Yes,
all right.
I think I understand.
If you say there's old Moore, he's a man who keeps his head, what does that mean?
He doesn't get excited.
Right, he stays calm. Good. All right. Then we'll say there's old Moore over there. Let's give him his head. What does that mean?
Let him do as he wishes.
Yeah, I wish somebody'd say that to me sometime, too. You're absolutely right. All right, you're past the barrier. Now let's see how our shoe repairman does. Mr. Shoe Repairman, what's the difference between a dressing gown and a dressing down? Now, what's a dressing gown?
What's a,
dressing gown.
Usually gown worn over a nightgown, feminine.
Yeah, bathrobe, sure. All right, go ahead. Now, what's a dressing down?
That's when, you boss somebody out or something.
Absolutely right. You bet. Very good. Okay. They both survived that round, so we'll make the questions a little tougher for this one. Mr. Salesman, what is the name of the fashionable neighborhood in the West End of London, England? Is it Park Place, Lundy's Lane, or Mayfair?
Mayfair.
Certainly is. It's Mayfair. Very good. Mr. Shoe Repairman, Jersey cattle were so named because of the territory in which they originated. Did they originally come from New Jersey, off the coast of France, or Australia, Jersey cattle? Would you say New Jersey, off the coast of France, or Australia?
I'd say off the coast of France.
Right! The island of Jersey! Off the coast of France. Very good. Hey, we got a couple of Spartans up here now, haven't we? All right, sir, here is one now for our underwear salesman. What, Mr. Underwear Salesman, is a trundle tail? Is it a monkey, a curly-tailed dog, or a folding bed? A trundle tail.
Would you repeat that?
Yes, I will. What is a trundle tail? Is it a monkey, a curly-tailed dog, or a folding bed?
I believe that's a folding bed.
I'm real sorry that you're incorrect. A trundle tail is a curly-tailed dog, or a cur. I'm very sorry. It's a tough question, but I told you it would be. We have an equally tough one for our friend, the shoe repairman, Mr. Shoe Repairman. If you begin a race in advance of another person, you have a head start. Now tell me, what is a red start? Is it a bird, a fresh person, or a sharp-pointed missile?
I'd have to guess. That's it. It's a, when you say
a third? A bird, a fresh person, a sharp-pointed missile.
Sharp-pointed missile.
No, sir. It's a small European singing bird, so nobody's met their match this round either. All right, here we are now with another question for our underwear salesman. Panama hats are not made of the usual felt or straw that other men's hats are made from. They're made from cloth, leaves, or crushed needles. Which?
Are those three classifications?
Yes, are Panama hats made from cloth, leaves, or crushed needles?
They're made from cloth.
No, sir, they're not. The stemless leaves of the screw pine. I mean, oh, my dear sir, I thought you might know that. All right, here's our shoe repairman now. Listen very carefully. Many fabrics and furs can be determined as to authenticity by mere touch. Now, how can real alligator skin be determined? By scratching it, rubbing it, or by lifting a scale?
Lifting a scale.
You bet! Lifting a scale in Boss Alligator Scales only. Mr. Underwear Salesman, you bet your match. Hey, you're doing fine, you know that? Yes, you are, and here's your prize for winning this round, Mr. Shoe Repairman. An attractive and dependable Whitnor watch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Congratulations.
May I have for myself, may I have for my wife?
Into the microphone, what is it?
Instead of for myself, may I have a woman's for my wife?
You mean you'd like to have a lady's watch for Mama for Christmas?
Yes, sir.
You bet your sweet life. Well, boy, we'll get a taste. That's well. All right. Very well, now. You're doing just fine. We have left for you to choose from a construction engineer, a cake decorator, an artist, a retail grocer, a landscaper, and an income tax man.
The cake decorator?
The cake decorator. Come up, young lady. Yes, indeed, a cake decorator. She looks like a decoration on a cake herself. Hi. Now, right into the microphone, young lady. You are a cake decorator.
Yes, sir.
You mean you're one of the people that puts all that fancy stuff on there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that charming? How would you spell, what sort of letters do you use on a birthday cake for a man, for instance? Fancy scroll letters or block letters? If I wanted to write, for instance, Happy Birthday, Jack, what sort of letters would you use?
Well, I just use my own handwriting.
Your own handwriting.
Any special.
And what would it say when you got through with it?
Happy birthday, Jack.
Right, then let's all give old Jack Fuller a great big round of applause. Happy birthday! Jack is celebrating his 34th birthday tonight for the 7th time. All right, that's kind of delicate work, isn't it? You have to learn to do that and be kind of fancy?
Yes, you have to go to school, usually.
To a cake decorator school?
That's right.
Sounds like kind of fun. You ever sample the stuff?
Quite often, yes.
Good. We're going to have a musical question for you, Miss Cake Decorator. You've been challenged by our shoe repairman because he believes he's smarter than you. Let's see who turns out to be right. Time for organist Harold Turner to put his musical question in for this evening. And Harold says that each of your three songs contains the name of a state. I want you to tell me the state in each instance. All right, Harold, here we go. What's the first one? Now, you only have to get 2 out of 3 out of this, of course. Do you know what that one is? It's a wonderful old song. It was never as popular as I thought it should have been for such a beautiful melody. Do you know the name of it?
I guess it's Alabama.
Why, yes, of course. What do you mean you guess it's Alabama? Certainly. Stars Fell on Alabama. All right, here's our second song. Tell me the state we mentioned in this song. That's on all the jukeboxes around. What is that?
Pennsylvania.
She knew it. Pennsylvania Polka. Very good. All right, fine. You got 2 out of 3. Let's see how our shoe repairman does. Mr. Shoe Repairman, here's our musical question for you. If you had the blues, musically speaking, what cities would you have in mind according to these tunes that Harold Turner plays? What city in this first one? Now, the blues is actually named after a very famous street called Beale Street. What city are you in? Can you tell me?
That be New Orleans?
No, it's Memphis. The Memphis Blues. You still have a chance. There are 2 more, and you only have to get 2 out of 3. What city are we talking about in this particular type of blues song?
St. Louis.
St. Louis! You bet he knew that. Here's another blues song about a famous street in a famous city. The title of the song, of course, is Basin Street. Now, what city are we in? No help, please, folks.
That should be New Orleans.
It should be, and it absolutely is. Good. All right, fine.
Match time!
Oh, my goodness gracious. I suppose you heard our 34-year-old boy wonder over there yell, match time. Well, that means that whichever one of you folks is standing up here at the microphone now at the end of this round will be the one with a chance to beat the brain for our great big jackpot. Is that agreeable with you, Miss Cake Decorator?
Yes, sir.
And with you, Mr. Shoe Repairman?
Yes, sir.
Good, all right. Of course, the questions are a little tough now. So let's begin. Miss Cake Decorator, the word burrow may be spelled in 3 different ways. And, of course, it has 3 different meanings. Now, can you give me the correct spelling of the 3 words, all of which we pronounce burro? Now, one of them, of course, means a donkey. How do you spell that?
I believe it would be B-U-R-R-O-W.
Oh, no. No, that was the next one. That's a hole made by animals. I'm real sorry. And then there's a burro, an incorporated town or district section of a city. I'm afraid that if our shoe repairman gets this, my dear, you've met your match, and he'll be up here to beat the brain. Mr. Shoe Repairman, listen very carefully. Reprocessed wool is made from cloth, which has never been used or worn, has been worn many times, or has been worn once or twice. Reprocessed wool. Has never been worn, has been worn many times, or has been worn once or twice.
Has been worn many times.
No, sir, I'm sorry. It's exactly the opposite meaning. It's cloth that has never been used or worn. I'll bet you knew it, too, didn't you? I'm sorry. Well, that means we have to have another round now. Here's one for our cake decorator. Young lady, listen carefully now. In England, a famous name is Ben Nevis. Is this an actor, a mountain, or a castle? Ben Nevis.
Well, I have to guess on that and say it's a castle.
No, I'm sorry. It's the highest mountain in Great Britain. You've got another chance, Mr. Shoe Repairman. Now listen carefully. The famous Liberty Bell originally had another name. Was it the Colonial Bell, the States Bell, or the Province Bell?
I'd say the Province Bell.
You said it absolutely right, Mr. State Decorator. You hit your match, and our shoe repairman's been up here all through the show. All right, now I want you to tell me, first of all, so we can get on with the game and address you properly, will you give us your name, please, sir, in your hometown?
Les Worcester.
Les Worcester.
W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R.
Oh, Worcester, then, isn't it? All right. And where do you live, Les?
Donner's Grove.
Downers Grove, Illinois. Well, good for you, Les. You did a swell job tonight. Now, Les, I want you to sit there and think for a while. Just kind of take things easy, because we're going to tell you all the prizes you'll win now if you beat the brain. What are they, Jack?
First of all, a Stromberg-Carlson radio phonograph combination with AM and FM. There's nothing finer than a Stromberg-Carlson.
Plus a luxurious $500 Longines watch, the world's most honored watch, a product of the Longines-Wittenauer Watch Company.
Plus a beautiful two-piece match set of Halliburton luggage, aluminum travel cases, precision cases made to last a lifetime. And to go with it, a set of King's Men, the world's finest toiletries for men, in the famous flagons of fired 23-carat gold.
Plus the wonderful new $1 catalog of Spiegel Incorporated, and with that Spiegel catalog will be a $500 merchandise certificate.
Plus a pair of twin-size, extra-long Kimport Regent quilted top box springs and mattresses, and two pairs of 6-inch Longboy bed rail extensions from the Longboy Company of Los Angeles.
Plus a portable fold-away Thor Automagic Glad Iron for perfect ironing in half the time with half the effort.
Plus a 5-year supply of famous nationally advertised Blue Swan lovely lingerie, including sus pants, minikins, and luxurious Blue Swan slips, gowns, and pajamas.
Your wife can use those. Fine. Now, also, here's a beautiful Columbia diamond ring. Columbia, truly the gem of devotion.
Plus, a pair of comfortable Birtlock chairs in which you can relax and rock. The 3-in-1 chair from the Birtlock Corporation, and a pair of world-famous Rembrandt lamp masterpiece reflector table lamps in rich tooled metal.
Plus $200 worth of Corday perfume. Corday's French perfumes, including their newest lasting fragrances, Fame Jet and Toujours Moi.
Plus, a grand gas range with a charcoalator broiler, meat oven, and the exclusive safety feature, the safety key, made by Grand Home Appliances, Cleveland, Ohio.
Then there's a wonderful gift for the home, Mr. Wooster, a Speed Queen home laundry, America's finest and fastest washer and ironer, that's Speed Queen.
All these, plus durable beauty for your home. Any two rooms covered with easy-to-care-for Floor-Ever Vitalite, plastic floor covering. Non-porous Floor Ever is made by Delaware Floor Products.
Now, as an additional gift to all those who played Meet Your Match tonight, Double Glow is awarding a 123-piece set of America's most beautiful Christmas tree decorations, everything needed to trim your tree in giant-sized packages of fireproof Double Glow.
And we have something nice, too, Tom, for those who didn't win a prize tonight. Excuse me, you're interrupting.
Well, that's all right. What is it, Jack?
Well, for the ladies, a sensational new collector's item, compact, by Volept, called Lip Lock. It combines compact and lipstick in one. You'll find it as efficient as it is handsome. And for the men, a wonderful Stern Crest pipe of imported briar, banded in 14-karat gold from the L.H. Stern Company.
Well, that's just swell. Now, Mr. Shoe Repairman, Mr. Les Wooster of Downers Grove, Illinois, you're the man who has a chance to beat the brain for all those wonderful prizes, and I don't think you'd have to worry about Mama's Christmas present if you got that stuff, would you?
No, sir.
Say, by the way, Les, do you drive a car?
I don't own a car.
You
I
don't
do
own,
drive.
You do drive, but you don't own one. How do you get around?
Well, I took the train in from...
Well, we're going to take care of that. First, I was going to give you a set of tires, but since you don't have any other means of transportation, here for winning that final round is a streamlined Schwinn bicycle, the aristocrat of fine bicycles. Okay?
I can drive
fine.
Home.
All right, good. Now, Les, here we go, and I want to tell you that we all wish you well tonight. We hope you get it. Brain, you'll just have 15 seconds to answer when this old fella gets through with you. Brain, what's the question?
I am the brain. Here is my question. Who is this personality? Two on a line, too shy to be three. A pig in a poke, but no poke you can see. A fruit, a fruition, a meadow, a glade. An insect immured, a child left afraid. A race of great kings, a star and an oar. A juggle, a jest, no mark but a score. He's mead mad and tipsy, he paints on blue sky. A comic, his genius no man can deny. Who's this personality? I know the answer.
Now, just a minute, Les. Before you answer, I'm going to ask the brain for his final clue. What is it, brain?
Here's a fact this clue yields. The man's last name rhymes with shields.
You'll have 15 seconds, Mr. Les Wooster. Who do you think the brain's talking about? Go.
Who?
It
rhymes with shields?
That's what he said. That's what he said. Who do you think it might be? Quick, time's about up. Take a guess.
Right,
it could be any... Oh, guess somebody, man. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Oh, the time's up, and he didn't even guess. Well, shucks. We'll see you again next Saturday night on Meet Your Match, folks. Good night. This program came from Chicago.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.
The foregoing program transcribed. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.